Hello, and thank you for joining us here at Knowledge Bomb Studios. I'm one of your hosts, Sean Paul.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Kelly.
And today we will be talking about end of the semester preparations and what comes along with that. Everything from internships to finals to simply trying to figure out where you're living next semester and moving home and storing all the stuff in between.
Yeah, that was rough. I had to try to find a subleaser, and I started kind of late compared to others, so it was touch and go for a while because I'm going home for an internship, and that internship is not paid because it's a veterinarian internship, which they know you need to get into vet college, so they're like, ha, I guess we won't pay you. We're paying you with experience. So I was like freaking out about having to pay for my apartment and all the electricity while not having a paying job. It was a great time. I found someone though, so that's good at least.
That's a diamond in the rough.
That's the dream.
That's very difficult to find, to be completely honest, especially subleasing.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm finishing up actually my first semester in college ever, which has been a total ride.
Yes, snaps.
Thank you.
The high
bowing a little bit, of course. But it's been quite a journey. So much learning happens in your first semester. It's insane. I'm pretty sure you two can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's
you grow a lot as a person your first semester freshman year.
And I felt that. And I'm glad I stayed busy, and I'm glad I, you know, was on that grind for the semester, because now like I'm coming out like, hey, you know, I'm passing my classes for the most part. I've been involved. I actually have an internship lined up for the summer and for the fall.
Tell us about that. What is that?
So yeah, it's an internship because mainly I want to go into entrepreneurship. So my main goal internship wise is to work with startups. And here in Gainesville, there's a huge startup community that I really wanted to be involved with. And then the entire semester I spent looking for internships. So if I had to give a little quick knowledge bomb, start very early, because the job searching process is equivalent to walking on Legos for 8 miles.
Especially in like a college community where everyone is trying to find internships.
Was that an M&M restaurant reference?
Oh, oh man, 8 miles. Yo, okay, no, I just realized that. No.
Lose yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
You are Slim Shady. Yeah, just it's been a whole facade this whole time. Slim Shady has actually been Alex Pagani this whole time.
I'm the real Slim Shady. But yeah, internship process is a pain, but I'm so glad I went through it, because now I have something that I'm really happy with. Just an internship here locally. It's paid. It's something that I'm interested in. It's with e-commerce and with finance. All great things. And I'm a freshman, which is insane, because you don't normally, you're not allowed to look at an internship until you're a junior.
Yeah, it's just not. It's like you haven't unlocked this area quite yet.
Right.
You have
right.
to. You're going to be blocked off from that area.
But no matter what, you know, companies tell you, I was very discouraged in the beginning, right? Like as a freshman looking for a internship in the fall where there's not a lot of internships at all. Like I had, you know, the double negative. I was, you know, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I should even look for internships. But it's like, you know, even though this area wasn't unlocked, I went ahead and you're like, you know what? I'm going to try all the cheat codes I can. And then it worked out because I found something. So it's really about sticking in there, even if you are younger, even if you are, if you have no experience, even if, you know, things are, if it's not, if it looks like it wasn't meant to be, then it's just a deterrent for other people, right? But be that person who's going to stick out and go the extra mile.
Yeah. Push through 8 mile. One quick knowledge bomb, as Alex has already stated, however, it kind of relates to almost every other aspect of the end of the semester, is just start early. Starting early is a huge thing. Kelly trying to find that subleaser. If she started any later, if you start too late, you pretty much, if you let yourself get lost in time overall, just kind of wait till the last 30 days of the school year to pick up your grades, pick up an internship, and pick up like a subleaser or finding another place to live next semester or anything. It's just,
I mean, you can do
nightmare.
It, but you're gonna be very stressed and have potential failures.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. That's what we're saying, is start early, 100%.
Oh, especially for studying. I started not early, and I'm low-key regretting it. I kept telling myself, oh, you know, I have like a week to study. I'm fine. Oh, I have 6 days. Oh, I have 5 days. I have 2 days now. I'm like, oh.
I have an hour and a half.
Wow. I should have studied earlier.
As far as studying routine, let's just go over that because that's helpful.
For exams.
Oh, yeah. I hate the exams. I normally try to start like 7 days early.
Oh, jeez.
So it's like, but not really. Like the first like 7 or 6 days before I'll like kind of like go over it, like kind of just skim over it, but not actually be studying. And then I'll pick up the pace more rigorously as the exam gets closer.
Like, what's your experience, Sean? Because you're shaking your head.
I mean, I'm shaking my head, not because that's the wrong way to do it, but that's
I've
just
learned to
not
do that
even
the hard way. With like the like, I used to take Orgo, or not Orgo. I'm in Orgo now. I took Chem 1, and I would study like 2 days before the exam, and it would be awful, god awful. I would manage to get good grades, but I was stressing out the entire time and it was god awful. So I figured save the stress and just, even though I'm still stressing out now, but it's fine.
I don't know if it's just my personality or whatever it is, or all these different factors, but for me, being in my third year, finishing up my second semester of my junior year, I will be a senior as of this Thursday.
Woo!
Right? That's what I'm saying. I made it this far somehow. Through a transfer through two different colleges, through very difficult majors on both ends. I have not once ever started studying before. I mean, 2 days is pushing it for me. That's a long time for me. I don't know. Wow. I personally just don't study that often because
I'm the exact same way.
I mean, I didn't study a lot last semester. I still pulled off like a 3.85. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here like like a 2.0, or I'm not sitting here not studying and getting D's, but just personally, I don't know. My study habits, they suck. Don't get me wrong, but somehow I figure out a way
to work it out.
Yeah. Things somehow find itself to work out. So I don't really know how I pull it off, but I just do. So kudos to you for actually starting early. There's no way. If somebody sat me down like across a table and said, you need to study, I'm probably going to just scroll through Facebook or something.
I mean, you sound like one of those lucky people who just like have everything memorized or can study the day before and just memorize it and pull off the exam.
I wouldn't say have everything memorized. It's still a bit of an issue, to be honest. I just really suck at procrastination. Well, I mean, I'm really good at procrastination.
Right,
actually,
yeah.
I can find a way to procrastinate almost anything.
What are your study habits? We haven't gotten to you yet.
Yeah,
study habits are
and shuffling cards.
Very new. They are very new. I did not study at all in high school, and I just kind of skirted by. But learning my own. I'm learning right now how to study essentially in college, which is, I wish I knew how to study early on. But my habits are, you know, whatever teachers put out in terms of like study guides, whatever, I'll do that. I learn a lot from writing. So that's something I figured out. Like, I can't just hear it and know it.
When in doubt, write it out.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
I have to do that sometimes depending on the course. If it's a math course, there's no way I'm going to be able to write it out because I'll just start confusing myself with all the equations. But if it's like definitions, when in doubt, repeatedly write it out. That's how I learned Spanish.
I like that.
Practice for me, especially with organic chemistry. Just practice.
I heard Orgo Chem is rough.
I actually, it's not the easiest class, but I enjoy it actually. So I think that makes it a bit easier for me.
Those are the best kinds of classes, the ones you enjoy.
Exactly, because you're actually excited to learn about the material.
Right.
So it's easier to pay attention at least.
Yeah, paying attention in class also, by the way, I've really, 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 and I will say it again, really, 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 really tripped up this summer on paying attention in class to the point that I don't know if it was whether I just sat around my friends or if I just went around Facebook a little too much while during class, but I do seem to have some lapses in memory with some of the material in my classes because I just simply, for some reason, did not pay attention during that part of the course. So I just have to keep going back over the notes myself, and it makes it a lot more difficult.
There are just some teachers that are so hard to pay attention to. Like for bio two, I had the semester. It's weird. It was like split up into three different teachers who taught three different sections. And two out of the three teachers were so boring. I could not pay attention to them whatsoever. I just like near the middle of each of their sections, I just gave up and would start playing on my phone and not paying attention. But I only did that because Smoke and Notes, which is a packet that you can buy through the school or through the company that actually makes them, where they send people to the classes, like they make their own notes and then they print out like just a cumulative review of the section and what you'll need to know for the exam. So I would always just buy those instead of paying attention.
Hey, whatever gets it done.
It's worked so far, so.
Yeah, so I think we have a good amount on classes so far, only because I did want to touch on a couple things with internships. Personally, I am a junior and I should most likely be looking for an internship, but my father does run a pest control company in South Florida, and since I will be owning that when I graduate next spring, that's only 365 days away. I've been talking about that for like 7 years, so it's kind of crazy to think about.
Right.
However, I'm going to have to go in and actually like start picking it up, not just be some tech that walks over to the side, like sprays Mrs. Smith's lawn. Like I'm actually going to be doing some more intense, very
business work.
Yeah, more specified business work to get to know more about the company. So looking for an internship for me wasn't exactly the hardest thing. I just kind of had it set up. However, as a freshman, you did pull off something that a lot of juniors can't even pull off.
And a paid internship.
Yeah.
Yes, and paid. I wish there was, I mean, if I had to categorize, I guess, if I had to guess how I did it, one, I had previous work experience. Mm-hmm. I think that's big.
That's annoying. Just not to interrupt, however, when businesses seem to say on their recommendations, you have to have prior work experience.
Yeah.
And the issue is that's going to be your work experience. That's the thing. You're trying to gain work experience, but it's like you need this amount of work experience. And it's like, well, I'm trying to use you as work experience for other places.
Yeah.
If I remedy that, I would say it's almost like it's a set of stairs with your work experience, right? I started at Chick-fil-A, right?
Mm-hmm.
No experience required. What I got from that is customer service, is working with, you know, in a team, things like that. And you need to capitalize on that. Whenever you're at a job, and even if it sounds like annoying, like, you know, you were working a kiosk or something like that, break it down into the fundamentals, into the sales, the customer service, the teamwork, things like that. And then apply those, like when you're applying to other jobs, use those skills in your resume and in your interview, right? So bring that up and then take it to the next level, right? So that I treat it as that. So I've had actually 4 jobs by now.
Mm-hmm. I was actually going to ask you to touch on the purse one, I believe, right?
Yes. Ooh. Oh, makeup, actually. I did
makeup, there we go.
Yeah, so after Chick-fil-A,
I could see you being a makeup guru.
Oh yeah, 100%. I do
my man of many talents.
After that, I did door-to-door sales for 4 months, and that's the longest job I've ever had, actually. So I've had 4 jobs, and none of them I've held for more than 4 months. Low-key bad, don't do that unless you like really need to, which what I kind of did. Door-to-door sales for 4 months, worst 4 months of my life, biggest running experience of my life.
There we go.
So That's kind of how I describe it, is where a lot of people who have done door-to-door sales, they will respect you so much if you say you've done it, because if you've done door-to-door, you can do anything.
Even if they haven't done door-to-door sales,
a lot of people respect it.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, go ahead and do door-to-door sales.
It's the remedy
I'm
to
saying
everything.
Like, it's basically being on the grind, right? So with that experience, I gained more. Extremely focused in sales, a lot more in customer service, a lot more in communication and all that. From there, I went to Bose, which is more specialized. I was working with technology and more luxury sales. And then after that, I'm working at a hotel and I'm doing actually audit work. So I got a finance experience. So I would never have gotten the hotel if I hadn't had the previous experience, right? Because they wanted somebody with customer service. They wanted somebody who was detail oriented, things like that. And they don't hire freshmen. I was a freshman. But they don't hire freshmen because the freshmen won't have that experience. But I had the work experience beforehand, so they took me. So it's like, if you're going to start looking for internships or anything like that, start now with the Chick-fil-A's, with the restaurants, whatever, and build yourself up, because I have gotten to 4 jobs before I've landed an internship as an operations manager for a local startup.
I would also suggest, like, especially like the food service area, like, yes, it's an awful
food service
job,
sucks, dude.
But like,
food
it's gonna sucks. Be, it's most likely gonna be your first job.
Yeah.
Like Starbucks, which I still work at now, is my first job, and I've been there for maybe like 2 years now. Mm-hmm. For my resume, I put like customer service, learn like knowing what to do in a high stress situation. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, yes.
I flush that out so
all
much.
Of that. please.
But it's
please,
also
please.
Really true, because I've had super annoying customers that I would have to stand there with like a smile on my face and be like, yeah, of course, we can get that for you. And
oh, yeah, I think what we're trying to say, not a huge knowledge bomb, is don't be afraid to do the dirty work. Don't be afraid to do the stuff that you don't want to do. Like nobody ever starts out as CEO. Nobody, unless you're in a startup. And even then, the CEO of those startups have to do all the dirty work within that startup. And so you have to start at the very low totem pole. Like, don't think I'm going to own a company next spring and I just somehow have been, you know, just cruising by. Yeah, no, I've been working for this company since I was 12 in certain areas. I've worked for a landscaping company against my will, which it's a whole long story. I won't get into it, but landscaping is a very, very tough industry to be in, especially as like the lawnmower pusher on as a like 15-year-old in the middle of South Florida at like 95 degree weather every day.
Yeah.
And then I worked at Tommy Bahama, where I had to deal with these old guys that would run in there like, I spend $1,000 every time I come in here. And I'm like, sir, I don't know what you want me to do with that information. Just tell me what you want. And so I've like having to deal with these kind of people, and I'm sure they have the same kind of stories, is just rough. But it's what has to be done to push yourself to the next level. Actually, Alex, one more question.
Yeah.
What is one thing you look back on, Kelly, this one's for you too, for this semester that you truly learned, like that pushed you farther, one thing that just kind of was brought to you this semester, however you want to interpret this question, you can.
Hard work pays off, yo. That's really it. Like if you think you can succeed without putting in a lot of lost sleep, blood, sweat, tears, effort, dedication, it's not going to happen. You need to do everything you can and more. You need to it's really, success is not easy, and I'm glad it's not, because that means everyone would be successful, and like that just can't happen, right? So if you want to be one of those people that want to be successful, you need to go all out. Like, you have there's no choice.
I'd say just focus on what you can control, because I know especially I would get stressed throughout the year, especially for finding a subleaser. I was getting so stressed out about that, but the only thing I could control was how much I posted, how frequently I would respond to people. And so I just say focus on what you can control, that way you don't get super stressed out.
Yeah, and for me personally, I've actually learned a very valuable lesson this semester, this whole year, which has been interesting, from a transfer from Stetson to University of Florida. I pretty much learned that time is not exactly a forgiving aspect of life. And so I have one more year of college, and it just seems that, you know, I don't know. I could have, I don't have regrets. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
What I'm saying is, like,
not
there's
even one letter?
live your life to the fullest. That's what I'm saying, especially as a freshman and a sophomore, because you're not going to get these years back. And I'm realizing that I only have one more year left of this, and there's a lot of stuff that I have planned to do, still want to do, and will do in the future, especially in this one year. But once I graduate, that doesn't end, but it does kind of end this kind of, I guess you could say, a chapter in your life, or a chapter in my life. Like, this college experience is going to be kind of, I wouldn't say thrown out the window, but it will be over a lot faster than you know it.
Right.
And trust me, it feels like yesterday I was standing in Smith Hall at Stetson University my freshman year, just moving in. Mm-hmm. And now I'm about to wrap up my junior year this Thursday and head down to South Florida to start working on a company. That's pretty intense. So yeah, my biggest lesson is enjoy your time. With that, I believe we will wrap it up. Thank you for joining us here at Knowledge Bomb Studios. We hope you have a great end of your semester, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.